What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show.
I'm so far down.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is getting funny on Mondays at Chickie's with the phones.
Man, yes.
There's a lot of phones out recording time.
Yes. Now we know how they feel.
Yes. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike. I already said that. What did I say? We have Schefter on Dion.
And we have McVay talking about the Eagles?
Yeah, why don't we do McVay talking about the Eagles?
We're grateful for the win. And now, while we were certainly excited about being able to advance, we've got a short week and we've got a great challenge ahead of us against a team that humbled us at our place when we played them the last time.
Humbled us at our place. This is a team that I don't think is going to take lightly that we kicked their ass last time.
Well, yeah, he let Saquon run all over you.
255 yards.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess because I'm at the same spot where Hugh sits, and he has the stats from that last game. Mm-hmm. Stafford was 24 of 36 for two touchdowns and no interceptions. I barely remember that. All I remember from that game is Saquon. That's really all I remember. Yeah. And I remember being worried about that game because that was right at the beginning of when the Rams were 5-5.
It was right after the Washington game.
Right. And that's right when Rams were starting to maybe get it together, get guys back.
Mm-hmm.
They have had a weird season, but I do, Jordan mentioned, they did look like a team that was, the question for that was on a mission last night. The question for me is, sometimes when a team has a game like that in a situation like that, that's the game.
Yes.
Like they don't have anything left after that. So the big question for me is, was that their big shot? Was that the game where they were out to prove that they are still who they believe they are, and they come here and they don't have anything left? Or is that the beginning of something? I don't know.
Yeah, I lean towards the, the former?
Yes.
Which would be the first.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
The latter, I think, is the other one.
Yeah. Wow, look at you guys.
No duh in there.
Yeah.
You.
There you go.
That's why I got paid the big bucks.
Yeah. And here's the other thing I think is in the Eagles' favor, which while I wouldn't be surprised if that line gets up to 6. It's at 5.5, right?
It opened at six. So the line before the game was Eagles 6.5, if that was the game.
Okay.
And then when it officially opened, it opened at 6. I saw it drop down to 5.5. Okay. I don't know where it is now.
Early money, Rams looked good last night, so maybe that's in. But short week and flying east.
Yes.
Right? Like that's, you're on a short week and you're on the road again. That's, I'm not saying it's impossible for them to win, but it makes it harder for them to win. And the Eagles are lying here waiting for them to come Sunday with a chance to go play in the game to get to the Super Bowl.
You know, real quick,
the Rams are going to have to play their best game of the year to beat the Eagles.
I think so, too. Yeah. As long as this definitely feels like a don't turn the ball over game. It's to our advantage in this case. And I thought it was fun to have a Monday Night Football playoff game. Mm-hmm. Kind of sucks for the teams that play in it, though.
Sure.
To have a short week in the playoffs, you know, that's... I'm just saying, that is definitely a disadvantage, you know?
I'm with you there, but they get that because they're Rams and the Vikings.
Right, yes.
That's right.
Yep.
The first game was pretty close. I mean, it was 13-7 at halftime.
Yeah.
And then they came out immediately. The first play was the Saquon 70-yarder, and it was kind of off to the races then.
Well, all of our games are close at halftime.
Oh, yeah. No one better.
Yeah.
No one better.
Yeah.
That was still during the time we didn't score in the first quarter.
Yes. Well, they haven't really fixed that. Yeah. They still have that issue. Oh, they did have 10 on Sunday.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah. There you go.
They just didn't score after that. Until
later.
The third quarter, yeah.
215-592-9494. Why don't we talk to our buddy OG? OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
Okay, here we got this problem.
Mm.
Back on the respect, I don't think I'm respected enough on this show.
Mm.
I agree.
And it's particularly, I mean, I don't like this top five thing that you just did, Jack. You just totally stole everything that I did with Spike yesterday. That was your whole thing. And I don't know if it's like, you know, we'll deal with that later.
Yeah. We got our own problems to work out. Yeah. You're kissing up to Spike off the air, called me fat. I mean, what else?
you take your top five and you make it about everything OG turned you on to yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to say this here. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say when I come on this show and I lay down and Spike, you don't get me in the insider thing.
Insider of the year.
I should be number one. There's no way OG should be not in that conversation. I'm the one
that pulled out the four-point system.
I've called every win that the Eagles won. I'm that guy.
The four-point system is not inside information.
Dude, your four-point system is win the turnover battle, win the battle of the trenches. And what is the four-point system?
But look at y'all. Everybody that you call in here, y'all talk about get AJ 9 catches and 100 yards and all. Guess what? Ain't got nothing to do with that. Nothing. I'm telling you, and I know it ain't sexy for radio and everything, but it's the fact. So when I lay it out, none of you punks beat me in it. Not Shady, not no facility, not no ESPN, not none of them. And you punks should claim me, okay, as WIP know-it-all. And y'all don't do it. But you know what? You're missing out, bro. You're missing out, and you're going to be looking up to me pretty soon. You know what I mean? Okay.
What does that mean?
We're going to deal with that. Well, listen.
We were looking up to Justin.
Yeah.
Y'all folks say this here, right?
Yeah, we're Justin guys.
Jalen Hurts don't have 40 touchdowns. He don't got 4,000 yards. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
All them guys that had them 40 touchdowns, guess where they at? Home eating popcorn. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Lamar's still playing.
Yeah.
Right. You got two more, and one of them definitely is coming off the board.
Well, yeah.
Well, you can't say they're all sitting at home. I mean, relax.
Yeah, they're definitely not all sitting at home, though.
It's going to end up being the two quarterbacks that's got the least amount of touchdowns, which is Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes still standing.
And how many touchdown passes did Goff have? He had to have like 37 or 38, right?
But he's going to be home, too.
Okay.
He's going to be home.
All right.
Yeah, when we go to the Super Bowl, it's going to be the Eagles and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
All right.
So it's going to defy all of you, what y'all say, but it's going to make OG like, damn, OG was right. It's the four-point system that wins everything.
Well,
got nothing to do with all that stuff y'all talking about.
Still doesn't make you insider of the year, buddy. I'm sorry.
Listen, you know what? And you can keep that little award anyway. Because you know what? Y'all jerk me any damn way.
Whoa.
And that's why I don't. Yeah, y'all don't give me none of my awards that I win. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, none of your gift cards, yeah.
I ain't getting none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hooter girl and all this stuff. Ain't no delivery.
Slipknot tickets. I got you.
Still mad about them Hooters gift cards, aren't you?
Yeah, I ain't got nothing yet, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm, you know what?
I'll take your Hooters. I'll take you Hooters, OG. Let's go to Hooters,
and
me.
And bring Justin, too.
Well, he'll already be there.
right.
Jack, I can tell you hot under the collar. You know what I mean? But that's okay. You know what I mean? You'll get over it one day.
You called me fat to my face yesterday, and I'm down 20 pounds, and no one's noticing.
Listen, I noticed.
We say it all the time.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, have you ever heard OG tell a lie?
All the time.
Every day. Yeah. Every single day.
Yeah.
Not intentionally, I don't think. But
Is it a lie or just wrong?
You said Isaiah Thomas was your cousin.
Oh, yeah. You can't get past that one.
I said that because I had a plan for that one.
Oh, right.
See, you, it's okay to lie when you jokingly lying. You know, seriously lying. I ain't never did that. Even though I took the lie detector test and I beat all you punks. You know what I'm saying?
You did. I will give you credit on that.
Even Rod lost that one. I mean, he's the biggest liar of the show. So
he is. Rod, all right. Thank you, OG. Rod is the biggest liar.
What?
Well, I mean, he failed every question on Lie Detector Day.
A politician, man. He couldn't give the right answer.
Yeah, I can't wait to do Lie Detector Day again.
I just love that. I just love that it couldn't pin down Elliot. Like,
yes.
These things are designed to be able to pin you down.
Yes, and Elliot's a psychopath.
He is 100% a psychopath.
Yeah, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles need to get back to being more aggressive with their decisions during the game? Final count, 67.4 say yes, 32.6 say no.
And the phones say 100%.
No. The funniest part, and then the funniest part is what I try to do when we get callers, when we get a topic like this, people on both sides, is, you know, take one person from one side, one person the other side. Mm-hmm. But the Ike glow is so strong that when they call up and it says on the line, think they should be more aggressive, I'll go to them and they'll just be like, I think we're okay the way we are. And I'll just like, I'll crumble. I'll be like,
well, I'm convincing.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, are.
And I'm right the majority of the time.
Yes. Well, yes.
I'm just saying. Now, believe me, when I miss big. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I will miss big.
All right. Tell them about Mr. Hair, Bald and
right,
Beautiful.
That's
over
right.
There.
Mr. Yes. Bald and Beautiful. All right, fellas. I want you to be honest with yourself, right? Is your hair thinning? Are you seeing a lot more of your forehead than you used to? Come on, man. You know it. Is your crown starting to get thin? Yep, that's another way to look at it. If you answer yes, then don't wait. Head to the leading hair restoration doctor in the Delaware Valley, the name we've been telling you about for years, the experts at Glatt Hair by Morgan Stern Medical. Be the best you that you can be and get your confidence back. Give them a call, 610-980-4000, or visit GlattHairMCTR.com.
So the Dallas Cowboys are looking for a new head coach.
All righty.
And Adam Schefter had a report on a potential very high-profile head coach they could hire.
Well, it is the Cowboys, and they have spoken with, amongst other candidates, Deion Sanders. There is a mutual interest there. And I go back to about a year and a half ago when I had a former general manager say to me, watch Deion Sanders. There's a real possibility he may be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Well, there is mutual interest. We'll see if that amps up. But the two sides have talked. They have touched base. And we'll see if it goes anywhere.
What do you think of the idea of Deion, Dallas Cowboys head coach?
Couple thoughts. From an Eagles standpoint, opponent, sure, go ahead.
Have fun.
Yeah, that's not going to get you any closer.
Also, him bossing around media in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to work like he did in Colorado.
Colorado just shuts people down because he doesn't like what they say.
Yeah, that's not going to work in the NFL. What I love to see Deion on the NFL sideline, right, coaching, sure, because I think Deion is entertainment. I think Deion has always been entertainment. You know, since I was a kid, I've been seeing Deion. First time I saw Deion, that draft, and he's sitting there with all the jewelry on, the jerry curl on, the sunglasses, and saying Detroit couldn't afford him. That's why they didn't draft him at number three. So Deion has always been that way. I would love to see it in the NFL. I'd love to see it with the Cowboys. Cause I don't think it's a threat to us. But if I were Deion, I would not want that job. I would not want that job with the Cowboys.
The egos, I just think Jerry Jones needs a head coach who is just going to mostly just do what he says. And that that clash, I mean, remember, Jimmy Johnson, and they had such a successful thing there, and Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones couldn't coexist, and that was way before Jerry Jones was the Jerry Jones that he is today.
Yeah.
I just like the don't think there's enough room like for both of those from an ego standpoint.
I totally agree. I don't even think Jerry really wants to hire Deion.
No. It's just splashy and
Cuz he knows he can't control Deion. So I can't buy that.
So Dan Graziano for ESPN predicted who each team with a head coach vacancy would hire. And for the Dallas Cowboys, he said, let me read it for you. He said, Kellen Moore, current Eagles offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys are obviously still extremely early in their process, and we have no idea how extensive their interview list will be once they get rolling. But Moore, who played for the Cowboys from 2015 to 2017, spent a year as the team's quarterback coach, and then four more as the offensive coordinator, has an obvious connection to the organization and its current QB. He has interviewed for head coach jobs in recent years and is on some teams' interview lists in this cycle as well. He does make a team that hired Jason Garrett, hiring Kellen Moore feels like exactly like hiring Jason Garrett.
Fits the profile. Yes, fits the profile.
You know, same sort of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Demeanor
mm-hmm. as Jason Garrett.
Yep.
It feels, now. Well,
Coach Clapp.
Yes.
Good job, guys.
Know him better.
It doesn't seem like people here are super worried about losing Kellen Moore. Mm-hmm. I guess I just think, as long as they have, I would love for Jalen to have some consistency with an offensive coordinator.
That's the only reason. That's the only thing that I look at it as.
Yeah.
Is that I would want him to have somebody for another year, consecutive years, to see if that allows him to master the offense and play better and play faster. It is his first year in Kellen Moore's offense. Would he benefit from another offseason looking back at things he did this year and correcting them? Yeah, so it'll certainly be beneficial to Jalen, I believe, to keep Kellen Moore here.
If he doesn't get a head coach look, Josh McCown is who I would love to have. And I'm going to keep saying this until he's an NFL coach. Is that...
You mean as the OC or the head coach?
OC.
Okay, head coach. I mean OC. Yeah.
But the next guy, he's not there yet. I promise you, G.J. Kinney will be an offensive coordinator in the NFL.
Oh, yeah?
The two... He coached for Incarnate Word and then Texas State. Mm-hmm. And when you look at their offensive production before he got there and when he got there. And I even think when he was here with Chip, they thought of him as a coach at some point.
Yeah, you can see it in some players.
Yeah, I just think he's going to be, and it's probably too early for him now. Maybe he's a quarterback coach somewhere,
right,
and then he was this. But I feel like that guy is eventually going to be an offensive coordinator somewhere in the NFL.
Yeah, you got to climb that ladder, and we talked about this. You know, some coaches are meant to be coordinators. And then there's some guys that can handle the room and be a head coach and be able to bring all these guys together while having the personality that they respect. I think Kellen Moore is a bright offensive mind. I don't know if he's head coaching material, but if he went to Dallas, that's the one place where I could see it, because he can just go there and he's really just the offensive coordinator there.
And they're familiar with him.
Yes, he was there 8 years. And he played there, I think.
He did. 2 years.
Yeah.
But Elliot told me that it's Sirianni's offense, so I don't think we have to worry about losing Kellen Moore. It's the same.
That's Sirianni's offense.
Yeah,
well, just, I mean, it looks like it now.
Jalen's offense.
I don't be running the ball.
Jalen's offense. Herb, you're on WIP.
All right, first of all, I told you guys a couple years ago about Deion, okay?
What'd you say?
Deion, listen, I know Deion. Deion, I know the game, okay? Deion, okay, if he's ready to come to the Cowboys, he's going to come. He's got to make his deal with Colorado. There's things, there's legal matters, whatever. If he gets out of his contracts and all this and that, Jerry Jones knows all about that, okay? I'm not calling about that, okay? But I knew about this a long time ago. So all that information you got from NFL Network, those guys that I listen to from time to time, day to day, it's the same old talk, okay?
Hmm?
Now, what I want to talk about.
Yes.
I know Seth Joyner, okay?
How do you know Seth Joyner?
Because I used to run Mr. Sports Fan Club. Seth knows me. when I had the fan club when Buddy Ryan was the coach.
What'd you do at that club?
Okay, I was in the rooms when the guys were playing cards on before the game down in Dallas. Okay. They all know me. Clyde Simmons, they all know me. I can run a whole line of them, okay? They Whoa. All know HR. They all know HR. That's not the point. The point is, okay, a lot of people, everybody wants a Super Bowl. I understand all that, mm-hmm. okay? I mean, this town, Ike Reese knows, yes. you either get drafted here, you either get traded here,
or you sign here as a free agent.
Free agent.
Yeah.
Okay? Is there any other way?
And they all know before they get here that this is a tough town. Okay. The fans are great. The fans spend thousands and millions of dollars every year
millions,
to travel here, travel there. Fine. You got a lot of negative stuff on your show every day, and then you have a lot of positive stuff.
Thank you.
Okay, so it is what it is, okay? Mm. We got a nice team here going, okay? We got a nice team, okay? It's hard to go back to back to back, okay, every year to get to that final game. Andy's on his way. But Andy's put together a nice team, okay?
Do you know Andy?
They play
He knows Andy.
Okay.
Of course I know Andy. I used to have Andy's cell phone.
Well, what happened?
I'm talking about that.
Did you give it back to him?
That's not the point. The point is, okay, we have a nice team here. Our quarterback got hurt a few weeks ago, and now we won this game, and he didn't. Everybody
sounds like okay,
Andrew. 300. Everybody
well, yeah.
wants you to throw 300 yards this
year. Yeah, yeah, that's all right. We want.
It
yeah.
ain't always, all we it, want. All, it yeah. doesn't always happen like that.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. Those L.A. fires are real, man. Mm-hmm. I got a cousin that lives in Burbank. They were lucky that they didn't get none. But I'm going to tell you, them players, okay, they played for L.A. last night. That gave them more motivation. Okay, to win that game. And they're going to have motivation this week. Okay? They know it's going to be cold. It might be raining, too.
Mm-hmm.
But be ready for the bad weather. The thing is, we got to prepare our minds. Okay? The Eagles have to prepare their minds for a W.
Mm.
Okay? And to move on to the next and the final game of the National Football Conference.
Did you make it out to Germantown last week?
You understand?
Herb, did you make it out? Herb, did you make it out to Germantown last week?
I didn't make it to. I made Chinatown up in my neighborhood.
Not
I worked
Chinatown.
Last night.
What is
Germantown?
Going on?
Last night.
You had to go get the German chocolate cake. Remember? Did you go?
German chocolate cake. What are you talking about?
Are you serious?
Are you?
Are you telling me this whole time you say you know Andy Reid? That's a lie?
That's my buddy, Andy Reid.
No, dude. Last week, you guys talked about a girl you were seeing in Germantown.
Yeah, so what about it?
You said.
Ike knows about her. Ike knows about her.
But that's why he just asked you. What?
I said,
I feel like I'm.
Oh, yeah. John, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
She's busy, that girl.
Oh, okay. Okay. She lost her number.
Yeah.
She's got
the same number as Andy Reid.
With healthcare business. She's got a lot of things on her mind.
Oh, okay.
Besides her two children. So, you know. But anyway,
right. You'll be back in there
this
soon.
This is a big week. I agree. I'm going to need some defense this week.
All right.
It's called a big dose of D.
To play even better than they played last week, okay? But this is going to be rough house game this week, you know what I'm saying? Like Rios talks about. So,
yep.
You know, this is a bloodbath going to be coming up now, so we better be ready. You know what I'm saying? We better be ready, man. That defense, we got to win a next man up mentality on
yep.
the linebackers. Next man up. I'm telling you, brother, you want to go. You want to go. You want to play next week. You got to win this week. That's how it is, bro.
Really is, Herb.
So,
All right,
Herb. We got to go, brother.
All right.
Pass the ball. Get the. What did I tell you? God. Pass the tight end, getting the double tight end.
Pass the ball.
And he throws boom, 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 boom.
Oh, three bring the boom?
He hit him right in the helmet. Boom, boom, touchdown. You understand?
Yep.
Is this he went to the boom, boom room.
Yes.
See more of that on this week.
I what about running the ball? Do they have to run the ball?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
I heard.
All right, Mr. Where are you going to be in a couple of days, Ike Reese?
What even is that question, Herb? Where are you going to be in a couple of days?
Where are you going to be Friday? Because I got to work Friday.
Oh.
Studio.
Well, I'll just be hanging around the studio.
Yeah, this is on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got to go, Herb.
You're not having something that Chickies.
Oh, like a pep rally. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we'll be at Chickies and Pete's. Yeah.
I can get in on that pep rally, boy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I get off, I think, at 4:30.
Oh, yeah, come on down.
That's what I'm saying. I get off at 4:30.
Hey, Herb, what's your phone
number?
I don't
get off until 6.
I might go to the Sixers game tomorrow.
No, okay.
I'm pretty sure I want to go. So
no,
all right, Herb, we really got to go.
I know you got to go, bro.
All right.
Herb always catches like I
a
catch
attitude at the end. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not a fan.
He's been on the air for 8 minutes. He hasn't said anything.
Hold on, he knows Andy Reid. He wants to pass the ball. You guys want your little 300 yards and three passing touchdowns. What a crazy ask.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Well,
you got plenty of time. Yeah. Just keep going.
Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I really thought we had a connection. Ike's homecoming date.
No, we did not.
Riding coattails.
No, we did not have a connection.
Oh, man. Who rides your coattails better, her or me and Jack?
They had boyfriends, man. They had boyfriends.
What's that?
I wasn't interested.
Making fun of my name? Where'd you get the name Spike? Sutton in Westchester.
Oh, that's fair. Why does Battle say
Sutton?
Sutton.
I don't know. He's Battle.
Oh, okay. Sutton.
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 Yeah.
What's up, Sut?
By the way, Ike's got a bigger problem with Sutton's name than me.
No, I know.
Totally.
Yeah, he hates it.
He's made my nephew soft, man.
Yeah.
It's a tough name.
Yeah, I was going to have to.
There it is.
I got to get over there and I got to. I wait till he's a little older because he's going to have to rumble when he gets a little older.
Yeah.
Well, Walker's trying to.
Oh, that's right. He had a big brother.
Beat him up every day.
Walker will rough him up a little bit.
Yeah, try to protect him.
Yep.
What's next?
What coach quarterback combination would you take for one playoff game? Spike. Easy. Sean McVay and Chase Daniel. Alex and Lancaster.
I'm not
the truth of that.
I'm not the Chase Daniel guy. Jack is the Chase Daniel guy.
I'm just saying.
Chase Daniel makes a lot of sense.
So does Ryan Fitzpatrick. What's next?
How did I get back here? Nicholas Morrow walking back into the NovaCare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
he's
right.
back. Come on.
See dude. That?
Should I hit the breaking news sounder?
Backer is back.
Wait, who's back?
Nicholas Morrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was.
He was with us last year.
Yeah. What is he just there for practice? What's he there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because in the Kobe Dean and
Sean. Oh, right.
I don't think he's been on a team all year though.
Well, he knows the system.
Yeah. Remember Darnell Ellerbe technically started the Super Bowl?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, technically. Oh, yes. Okay.
What's next?
So it's the Rams on Sunday, huh? Reminds me of a wild night in an LA club I had with Eric Dickerson and Ike Reese. Ike met a dancer named Excellence. Let's just say Sunday wasn't the first time he heard about inner excellence. Come on! Tornado Shapiro.
Friday.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
I'll be looking forward to Tornado Friday.
Tornado's on a heater right now. Jack, what do we have coming up in Fritz at 6?
Well, as always on Fritz at 6, it's an honest hour. You're only allowed to be honest.
So honest Jack?
Well, not honest Jack. He's not hosting. If he wanted to host, that'd be fine.
Okay.
But no, it's for real Eagles fans only, per usual. And yeah, it's just, you know, are you worried after Sunday?
Worried for Sunday?
No, after the game on Sunday. Are you worried
after this past game on Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And it's probably Jalen related.
Oh. Well, no matter, it doesn't matter even what you start with. It ends up being Jalen.
Oh, yeah, it always goes back to the quarterback.
All right, Fritz at 6 is next, and then TK after that, and we will talk to you tomorrow. I'm going to talk to you about your pets, about your dog and your cat, about your dog and your cat and their health. You know, we always make these decisions. Get past New Year's. George Perrenti, lead dog over Dogs and Cats Rule, is like, you know, people, we worry about ourselves after New Year's. Better yourself, better diet, better exercise. But your pets deserve the same thing. And Dogs and Cats Rule, they will be there for you when you make that decision. It's the right thing. Your only job as a dog or pet parent is to give that dog or cat the best life possible. Happy, healthy. They go hand in hand. And Dogs and Cats Rule can get you there. They have top-of-the-line pet nutrition. Top of the line, fresh diets, raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, all that. Great products, local products. Same thing, cutting edge when it comes to supplements, all of that stuff. And the best staff that you're going to find anywhere. Because when you see all those products, walk into Dogs and Cats Rule, you see shelves and shelves of all these things. You're not going to know what to get. And their patient, informed, awesome staff is going to help get you to that answer. And while you're there, maybe pick up a toy, pick up a leash, pick up a collar, whatever you need, Dogs and Cats Rule has it. One of their 7 locations, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell, all in PA, Pennington and Princeton in New Jersey. You want the address, you go to dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family.